Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, babe, see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey now, all you got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. You got a friend. You got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah. You got a friend.
You got a friend, James Taylor. You got a friend right here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we've been here as a friend to you for the past 9 years straight, the longest running spiritual show on Blog Talk Radio. And we are very thankful for all of you, the listeners, the callers, and the guests on this show. So we got a great lineup here Monday coming right to you. We're going to be starting off with one of my favorite guests that is here on Mondays and now Thursdays also at the same time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, psychic medium Linnea Starr, and she's going to be taking your calls, but also going to be speaking about a couple of spiritual stories that I love what she shares on this show because it's very meaningful, and it's just not talked about enough, and we'll get into that in just a minute. Coming up after this, at the bottom of the hour, the doctor is in, Dr. Scott Warner. We'll be doing medical intuitive readings, also wellness questions, any of that. That's at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be joined with at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, as we'll be joined with, my words, help me out, Bonnie, Benea. Gosh, you know, I hate to, but Media Michelle Fletcher will be here at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And here on the show, here on Journey into the Light. So I've got a lot of great shows lined up for you. And make sure you stay with us. And between now and the 9 p.m. Eastern time is nothing but free readings, okay? So that's like 5 hours, okay? The last show of the day, we dedicate it to our homeless mission. So like last night, which was awesome support for the homeless mission, people graciously gave $20 for an awesome reading with Christina, and that is beautiful. And we only dedicate one show out of the whole day. So I hope people quit griping to me because it's helping people. And without that, Burles wouldn't have a place, roof over his head today, and others wouldn't be helped. So please show, if you can't donate, understand. And we got tons of shows with free listening for you guys, okay? We got you covered. We also are going to and have and will always, as long as I'm doing the show, have a homeless mission. We are spiritual, which means we have love for our brothers and sisters beyond this show, right? So, anyway, tonight, medium Michelle Fletcher will be at the 9 o'clock show, and I guarantee you, if you donate $20, you'll have an awesome, awesome reading. She's an awesome medium. Okay, on to the show here, and you can always donate whenever you like. The links are here on the show page, and we thank you for your support. It's a blessing to go out there and help these beautiful souls. Because that's what they are, souls. Many are angels. So there we go. Okay, let's get on to the show. You guys are calling on in, 347-884-8245. That's all you got to do. And then press the 1 on your phone, okay, to speak to Linnea Starr. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Linnea on into the show. Welcome back, Linnea.
Hi, thank you so much. What an appropriate song to begin with. You've got a friend that encompasses so many things in our spirituality, so it was on point. So what a great selection to open the vibration of helping our friends. And, you know, we are our brother's keeper, as you know, and I think if the hands across the water could donate more, you'd have so many people that would not be suffering the consequences of a saddened life. I think we could help have a better quality of life. So God bless you for all the things you keep doing. It's really awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it very much. And I totally agree with you. Today you wanted to speak about a couple of spiritual stories.
I did, yes. I wanted to mention St. Catherine Drexel. And St. Catherine Drexel was a woman that was born in Pennsylvania in 1858. She was the heiress to the Drexel Foundation. Her father was a wealthy gentleman from a Philadelphia banking company. And she grew up, you know, in a very spiritual and very altruistic environment. And when she was in her 30s, she took her inheritance of $20 million. And she started a order of spiritual sisters, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. And she was very much involved in social justice for American Indian people and for Black American people. And this was, you know, in the early 1900s, there was a lot of situations that she got involved in. She built a lot of schools, especially in South Dakota. There's a St. Joseph's School, the Lakota School. She did a lot for Indians and Black people before it was in vogue. And she lived to be 100 years old. And she was canonized in the year 2001 to be a saint. And the reason she was sainted, two people from Pennsylvania had children that were very sick with deafness. They were born with hearing, but they lost their hearing through illness. So the two families who didn't know each other petitioned, a prayer petition to Catherine Drexel, and immediately their medical conditions improved and they were restored to full hearing. And the Vatican recognized that after an investigation with the medical people. And the two children were restored to full hearing. So thus, Catherine Drexel was canonized on October 1st of 2001. So a very spiritual and loving lady. And even to this day, her order in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, still works exclusively with the disabled, with Black children and adults, and also American Indians. So I wanted to get her out there because she was an amazing, amazing lady who loved life and gave of what she had. She spent $20 million of her own inheritance to forfeit that to give help to people who didn't have it, and I think that's amazing.
That is. I knew about her with my upbringing and being Catholic and studying a lot of the saints with my kids, and she always stood out, and I always thought her story was, she could have been, you know, like you see other billionaires and millionaires and just keep their wealth, but she gave it out, and I feel, you know, I mean, that's a beauty. I mean, if I ever won something like a lottery, I would give so much to the homeless and put so many of them in their own places. It would be such a blessing. And that's kind of
right,
what she
instead
did.
Instead of being high society with parties and trips and things like that, she decided to attack the poverty level and to make life better for people. And her words still reverberate from her legacy. She died in 1955, an amazing lady. So if people could look her up and just see the things she did, one woman made so many changes in the world. So God bless her.
Yeah, and that's a great encouragement, even to all of us. You know, we don't have millions or anything close to that, but it just shows what a difference one person can make, and you can be, to the listeners, you know, you could be the leader, you could be the starter. It's kind of like the love in action. It's not me, you know, being able to come up with all this money to help people. It's starting a cause and getting behind it and getting other people behind it, and that's beautiful.
Momentum.
What she did.
Yes. Momentum, right? And the thing is, I sent you. I think you might have gotten it. I sent you a link. There are some people that are building these little tiny houses for veterans. It's with federal money, and they're tiny little houses, you know, half of a regular size, and they're building them, I believe, down south. And they're, you know, giving the homeless people the benefit of having a roof over their head, not living in a tent or in a shelter. And, I mean, why can't we do this for everybody? It would be such a solution to the situation. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. I mean, I speak to people in other countries, and they say, Michael, we don't have anything like your homeless problem in America. And here in the richest country of the world.
Of the world. Right.
Yes. And we do this to our own people. It is so sad. And our leadership right now is headed in the total opposite direction. And I'm not going to speak politically, but of what we're talking about today. I mean,
Charity begins at home. We have so many veterans that served the war, as you know.
Yes.
We have so many people where circumstances change their lives, not through their fault, but that. And why not build these tiny little houses? They're heated, they're shelter, and the person can have some dignity, and they can live a peaceful life without wondering, hey, what am I going to do? It's such a solution. You know, I hope it catches on. I hope we do it because I think it would take such a burden off of the people in the streets and people, you know, that have to live like that because this would give them a home. They'd have a home that was their own.
Right, right. And we'd be a better country if we did things like that. And I don't think you'd be anybody worse for the wear. It'd be for the better. And yeah, that's beautiful example there. Was there also another Christopher Michael Walsh about, well, the Catherine of Sioux Falls?
Oh,
no, the
I
Cathedral of Sioux Falls.
For
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh,
okay.
Save
her
I'm getting
ahead
of myself.
So we'll
okay.
do that on Thursday.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. And but I do have linked up on my Facebook page, folks, if
Great.
You want to see the link there that what we were just talking about, all of St. Catherine Drexel. The link is there. You can find out more information there on the show page. And we so enjoy you bringing these stories to us, Linnea.
Thank you. Educate, right. entertain, and enlighten. So you're a light worker. So thank you for having me on to share my gift. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're glad that we have you here on Journey in the Light two times a week now. Again, folks, Monday and Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Linnea Starr. Tell your friends, and if you want to contact Linnea for a private session, which she does, you can reach her at her website, which is listed all the information to reach Linnea's on the show page, as always. But LinneaStarr.com and phone number 978-549-7802, which is on the show page as well. Let's go to our phone calls now here on the radio show. Call on into the radio show, then press the 1 on your phone to speak to Linnea. Make sure that you're a first-time caller, haven't spoken to Linnea before. We like to get fresh calls, give other people a chance, so they don't. A lot of people let me know that they keep trying, and they can't get in. So let's get some of those folks in. Area code 330. You're up. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. Hi, Nat. How nice to hear from you tonight. And I'm going to say that as we're speaking, I get a lot of renewed energy around you. So I think they're telling me to tell you that this seems to be a very good reversal for the next year. So I see a lot of energy, a lot of changes, very much motivated to make some differences in your life. And what question do you have for the stars tonight? What would you like to know?
Well, I'm trying to change my diet because they refer me to a gastroenterologist because I'm having digestive problems.
Okay.
So those are big changes. I'm changing what I eat. Is there anything specific or is there?
Well, I'm going to say when you were speaking, your aura was very much of a gold color. And gold is always, you know, one of the higher level colors to have. So that would tell me there's an improvement coming in food and intake of diet. You might speak, and you probably will, speak to a nutritionist because sometimes some of the foods we generally eat that were favorites of ours, they have a lot of additives and a lot of things that are unnecessary for our bodies, and sometimes we get a digestive throwback to that. I would try to eat holistically, and I would sit down with my doctor and a nutritionist, and I would go over some things that might be better for you. They are telling me, and I'm not sure if you've discovered this, that you should stay away from things with seeds in it. Are you having any problems with any foods that might have seeds in it, like tomatoes or corn or things or rice? Are you having any digestive issues when you intake something like that?
Yeah, I don't eat tomatoes. I only like cream corn.
Okay. Sometimes when you have a digestive issue, roughage is sometimes counterproductive to you. So you might want to concentrate on foods that are not, you know, seeds, grapes, things like that, and speak to your nutritionist about foods that would give you a better intake to your own nutritional value. Why are they showing me February around you? Do you have a connection to February at all?
Not that I know of.
Is it a birthday, an anniversary, a passing?
Maybe a grandfather in February.
All right, and they're just saying by February, it looks like the new regimen that you're involved in, the things that you're doing, you balance yourself out. They're showing me yin and yang, which is that circle, a Chinese element of white and black. And when you imbalance yourself, you'll have an imbalancing in your system. So it says you're on the right track. And is there someone named Joseph around you, or Josephine? Do you have anybody with that name that you're aware of?
Mom is Janet.
All right, no, they're saying Joseph, Josephine. So listen for that in your medicals. And good luck. Let us know what comes true and you're on the right track. So it looks like your energy level is going to be more consistent when you address some of the issues that have been bothering you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, thanks for your call. We're here with Linnea Starr, as we are each Monday and Thursdays now at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go next now to the Garden State, New Jersey, and Caroline on to the show. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, Linnea. Lovely speaking with you.
You.
I'm great.
Yeah, me too.
I love your
name. Can't we have the song here for the Red Sox? Sweet Caroline. So I like that. So thank you so much for calling. And what question would you like to pose for the stars tonight? What would you like some information on?
Yes, I'm organizing an event, which I just reached out to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yay. I know.
Wow.
And I have two other dates, two other events as well in New Jersey. But those are, one of them is still pending. But this Metropolitan, I was guided by my angels. It's just like, it was a download, you know, to have more events for the month of October. So what do you see for that one? Is it going to be over?
I think you're going to do well. And I think there's a lot of events here putting together, and you might get some backers, some philanthropy people that like to do this kind of venue. And, you know, I'm talking about people that are in the New York area that promote the arts. So I am going to say they're showing me the ballet and they're showing me patrons of the arts. And you do, you know, sometimes get acquainted with people that are very much wanting to fund something like that. Is that what you're hoping to achieve?
Oh, I got the goosebumps. I just spoke to my friend yesterday. I said, I wish I had a really rich lady that would help me out. Because then I was
all right, well, I'm going to say, you know, there are so many families of Americans and foreign people that come to this country and they've done well and they like to give back. So I'm going to say, I think you're going to meet a family that's very involved in philanthropy, you know, like the Bloomingdales or the Austin, I can't say it, Jackie Kennedy's family, her mother was very much Austin Slush, I think. They were very much involved in the arts, because if you're not involved in it, we're going to lose it. And we need more symphony. We need more ballet. And they're showing me the opera. So I'm going to say, and they give me a big Buddha. Do you have anything with Buddha on it? Any symbol of Buddha at all?
Well, it's going to be spiritual, so I'll have it. Yes, because
right,
it's
Buddha
inspirational.
Buddha is good luck, and they're showing me a gold one and a red one. So gold is success, and red is enrichment and life. So I'm going to say they're telling me that I think you're on the right track, and I think someone will approach you to say, I would like to back some of your events. And they're showing me Fifth Avenue. Do you have any connection to Fifth Avenue in New York City at all?
Of course, the Metropolitan Museum is in the Fifth Avenue.
Is that where it is? Okay. I really didn't know. I'm
That's
from Boston,
very good.
So I don't know.
Oh my.
But no, they said just show Fifth Avenue, and there's a lot of bright light around it. So I'm going to say they're also showing me the Kennedy Performing Center in Washington, D.C. Do you do anything there yet?
For this year?
Okay. That could be around the new year. So I'm going to say your fall focus brings you into the new year with something right around, you know, the beautiful Kennedy Performing Arts Center. And if I did see Fifth Avenue, I'm very happy, because I didn't know exactly where that place was situated. But good luck. And they give me the name David. Do you have the name David around you?
I have the name David as a friend's middle name, and his brother's name is David as well. But my close friend's middle name is David.
All right, I'm going to say actually that I think the backer, the generous philanthropist that might get, you know, involved with what you are doing as a patron of the arts, listen for the name David, and good luck.
I will.
Please let us know what comes true. Thank you. Happy summer.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. You
Thank
as
you.
Well. Have a lovely, happy summer and joyful.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Okay, and let's take in one final caller. And again, the doctor's in at the bottom of the hour to be doing medical intuitive calls. So, Bridget in California, you're up next.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, I love your name. It's a famous Irish saint. Have you ever heard of Saint Bridget?
Yeah, well, I was named after Goddess Bridget.
Okay, well, Goddess, saint, wonderful. That's great. And what, so what part of California are you from?
I'm from Northern California.
All right, beautiful place to be. And they're singing me that song, I Wish wish They All Could Be California Girls. So that's just, you know, a little universal kind of song for you. And what question would you like to pose to the stars tonight? What would you like to ask?
I would like to ask about, I'm starting a new project, it's kind of like a podcast or radio show, and I'm wondering if it, right now it's a volunteer status, but I'm wondering if it will turn into something financial or a better project.
Okay, you have a great radio voice. I think people might have told you that. It resonates. Did you go to school for communications at all?
No. I have an arts degree, but it wasn't for radio.
Right, you might be. That's okay. You might be taking some communication courses, but I'm going to say they're giving me all systems go. So I see a gold microphone around you, and I'm going to say that I think your volunteering is going to open up some avenues for you, and people are going to say to you, wow, we really want to put you on the payroll. Please stay with us. And why do I pick up children? You're doing something with young children at all? Anything with a children's focus?
It's kind of focused on getting young people involved in volunteer work, politics, changing the way the world works.
All right, so you're reaching out to people to take an interest in certain things that really need to have more people involved and to get it off the ground. You might be doing stuff with high school kids, so I don't know if that's part of it, but you might be reaching out to kids in high school. They might want to do community service, and you might be helping them focus on the areas that really need attention. So I think it looks like it's going to work into a full-time position, and there shouldn't be a federal grant, so some places do have federal grants to augment salaries, so I think within a six-month period, you could be on the payroll. So good luck. Let us know what comes true.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Me, too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. And, Lene, I want to thank you for coming on. It really was a great show, and we'll see you this Thursday.
Thank you. We will, and thank you, Michael. Take care. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, that's Linnea Starr, and she'll be back here this Thursday. Now, coming up next is the doctor's in, Dr. Scott Wagner, to be taking your calls for medical intuitive questions. So, everybody, please redial, and we'll be starting up here in just a couple minutes.